This week's parasha is Parashas Re'eh, and we have the mitzvah of tzedakah, predominantly in Perek Tesvav. The pasuk tells us, "Pesach tiftach is yadcha lo." But previously in the Perek Yudalid, the lashon of the pasuk by meiser, by giving meiser to the kohen, to the levi, and to either meiser sheni to be eaten in Yerushalayim, or meiser oni, depending upon the year. The Torah tells us, "Aser to aser kol tuvas zarecha." You shall surely tithe all of the grains of your seed, of your crops. And the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Yutes and Amud Aleph, and the Gemara in Tainus on Tes Amud Aleph tells us, "Aser b'shvil tish asher." The double language of aser to aser to tell us that if a person wants to become wealthy, what should he do? He should give tzedakah. He should tithe his produce. And very, very strong words. Many. We understand that money makes the world go around. We certainly need money for our expenses. And the Torah is giving us a recipe for financial success, and that is tithe. Give ma'aser. Give 10% of your income. Some people actually give chomesh, 20%. I actually know people personally who give 20% of their income, which means that, let's just say after taxes, let's say a person makes $100,000 a year, he gives away $20,000. Unbelievable. And why? Because the Torah tells us, aser kadesh tishasher. The more you give, the more you get back. And the Vilna Gaon points out that the Lashon, the trup, the tune for aser to aser is zakev katon. Anytime you do zakev katon, says the Gra, it means you're going up. And when a person goes aser to aser, zakev katon to aser, it means that person will become wealthier and wealthier. The Chavetz Chaim says that many people think that no, the more they give, the less they'll have in their bank account. And how untrue is that? He says it was the following mashal. He says that there's a non-Jewish merchant who sells grain to a Jew. And he sells, let's say, 10 bags for 10 rubles. But he says to the Jew, he's going to steal from the Jew. What's he going to do? He's going to tell the Jew, after every bag, put in a little coin. And then at the end, we'll count with the little coins. And from the little coins, you'll pay a ruble per bag. So what does he do? The Jew puts in the 10 little coins. And when he looks away, the guy takes away 5 of the coins. What's left? 5 coins. But guess what? The Jew gains. Why? Because for the 5 coins that he has left in the bucket, he only has to give, let's say, 5 rubles. And now the guy who had these 5 little coins that he stole from the Jew, what does he have? All he has left is 5 little coins left in the bucket, which are going to get him 5 rubles and only 5 rubles. That's the mashal. The nimshal is when a person goes ahead and he says, "Oh, I'm going to take for myself. That's great. But if you take for yourself, you don't get anything for that. But the more you leave in the pot, the more you give to tzedakah, the more that will exponentially increase your income. The more you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you give to tzedakah, the more tzedakah you will get. As many have explained, that the idea of giving tzedakah is that it's not our money. We're lucky to have any money that we're given. And if a person is a good pakir, if a person is a good cashier, he's a gabbai tzedakah, or a bank, right? We're Hashem's bank. The more we do well, we're like a shomer. We're watching his money, and if we do well with his money, which means we have to tzedakah, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu entrusts us with more and more money. Now let me tell you the Gemara that I came across this past summer, because we're learning it next year. The Gemara in Gittin on Dav Zayin and Aleph tells us the following unbelievable Gemara. Im roa adam shemizonoisim mitzumtzamin. If you see somebody who's tight, financially tight, his money's tight, it's hard to pay his bills, he doesn't have money for luxuries, what should he do? So one would say, I don't know, save more money, find ways to make more money. Says the Gemara, yas the mehen tzedakah, give tzedakah. If you're short on money, give more tzedakah. The kolish king shem Reuben, and all the more so when you have a lot of extra money. My v'chein goizu v'avar, and this is the darshan of pasuk in Nachum, and the pasuk in the goizu v'avar, shear and go. Somebody who shears off his property and gives more tzedakah needs some medina shel gehenim. Not only will he have more money to live with, you'll also be saved from gehenim. What's the mashal? The mashal, the shnei rechelos shayu uvros b'mayim achas gezuzah v'achas enu gezuzah. The sheep was passing through the water. One was sheared, one was not sheared. Right? The one that was sheared passed through the water. The one that was not sheared did not pass through the water. We understand why. Because if you shear the sheep, so it doesn't get weighed down by the wool, it goes. But if it's weighed down by the wool, it doesn't go through. That's the mashal of the person who doesn't give tzedakah. You see very clearly from here the importance of giving tzedakah, giving ma'aser, maybe even chomesh. but you'd be surprised at how much meiser is. Now, yes, it's hard. It's hard, but a person wants to get used to it. I also the Navi tells us the chanuni gam bezos. You're not usually allowed to test Hashem, but when it comes to tzedakah, you're allowed to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I challenge everybody to try bli neder to the best of their ability to give 10% of their income. Now, it's again, it's hard. Ideally, a person should keep stock, keep like a spreadsheet, and you'll be shocked how much stock you can give, and I think you'll be shocked over time how much money you will reap in the end of the day as well. It's a guarantee. It's not my guarantee. It's Chazal's guarantee. It's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's guarantee. The Navi's guarantee. The more tzedakah you give, the more you will get back. It's the pasuk in this week's parsha, Aser to Aser. Aser, Kadesh to Sasher. Give, tithe, and then you will become wealthy. I encourage everybody to give. I'm not necessarily saying you have to give all your money to Torah Shraga. Of course, Torah Shraga can use money. I would, like anything, diversify. Give to Torah Shraga. Give to other reputable and significant charities as well. And that's number one. Number two, as we go into Rosh Chodesh Elul, I always like to say the famous mashal that, you know, Elul is a month, and we have 10 days of Tishrei, Torah Kippur, of growth and pushing and working on ourselves. What's the point? Who can actually ever maintain that level of intensity and dedication and being conscious and cognizant of where a person's holding in his ruchnias? Who can keep it up? So the mashal that I heard many years ago that I say over often is about a boat that was pulling into the dock. And the captain lowered the anchor, and one of the sailors said, "Hey, captain, what are you doing? Why are you lowering the anchor? There's gonna be a storm tonight. We're gonna drift away. We're gonna drift away anyway." So the captain said to him, "Sailor, you're a fool. You're a mamish fool. You know why? Because if we don't put the anchor down, we'll drift so far away we won't be able to find our way back to the shore, find our way back to the dock. However, at least if we put down the anchor, even if we drift, we won't drift so far, and we'll be able to find our way back to the dock, find our way back to the port." This is the same thing with El certainly is a time that we have to work on ourselves to the best of our ability on all cylinders, extra hard. And even though we know that it will be very challenging to keep it up over the year, over the next 11, 12 months of the year, because that's just the reality, that's life, but it doesn't mean that we should give up. On the contrary, it's like the anchor. If at least we work hard on ourselves this month or these 40 days, at least if we drift away over the year, we'll be able to find our way back and Mirat Hashem next year, Elul, preparing for Rosh Hashanah. Have a great Shabbos and a great Chodesh. All the best.